For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning to everyone out there. Thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I hope you're going to the website and September 10th, the 17th, and the 24th, three Monday nights, the Book of James. We're going over it a little bit during these radio broadcasts, but oh my, if you could get in on these classes, we go over it in its depth. I go line upon line, and it's just, oh, the Word of God, it's so rich. And we apply it to our own lives, and yet at the same time, we really understand the best way we can, you know, what was going on in that day and what they were faced with. We keep it in its context, and then we look at our own lives and say, gosh, what would that be like in my life today? How does the Scripture apply to my life today? It's exciting stuff. The Book of James, the half-brother of Jesus. And by the way, quickly, if you didn't get any of these, you want to keep hearing the series, you can upload these for free by going to my website and click the radio menu page. But we just got underway, James 1:2, and James was exhorting the Christians who were being persecuted and fleeing the mother church. He says, consider it wholly joyful, my brother, whenever you are enveloped, that is peripipto in the Greek, which means whenever you're surrounded on every side. Another version says, whenever you have fallen headlong into trials or various multicolored, many-shaded temptations. You're saying, are you kidding me? Count it all joy? Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Consider or count is an accounting term. It literally means when you add it all up, you know something. Well, what do you know? Verse 3, that these tests, these trials of your faith are going to produce something. And what are they going to produce? Something called endurance. That is major. Two things, we talked about this yesterday, two things endurance does. Endurance increases. As you are exercising endurance, your ability to remain the same, not fly off the handle, lose your cool, have a panic attack, throw in the towel. Your ability to remain the same, to keep your head and your heart under all attack, starts to increase. It's like a muscle. You get stronger. You're in Christ. You're going to His Word. You're going to Him. You're saying, Holy Ghost, let's go. Endurance does this for you. And number two, while you're enduring, you're allowing God to make positive change in you. So that test, the old cliche, really does become a testimony to God. You say, well, why do I need endurance? Oh my goodness, have you lived in this world very long? I mean, truly, think about it, my brothers and sisters. We need endurance. The world is whacked out. But thank God we're not of this world. We're from a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Should I start to preach? Right? We need endurance. And these testings come. And when you handle them God's way, all you do is get strong in Him. You're handling things the right way when everyone else around you is falling apart. James 1:4 continues, let endurance, this beautiful quality that we're developing, have its perfect result, that you may be perfect, which means mature, and complete, lacking in nothing. Isn't that a great thing to think? That as time goes on, and the test and the trial keeps just like trying to beat your brains out, you're able to say, you know what, I'm good, man, because I've got Christ. I have the endurance, the grace of God to go through this through Him. He's given me His strength to endure. I got it. I got this thing. You're lacking in nothing. That's what an incredible place to be. Let endurance have its perfect result. The word perfect. Let it be complete in various applications of labor, growth, mental, and moral character. Or to be of full age. Let endurance be of full age in you in every area of your growth, of your mind, of your character. That's where endurance through Christ will take you. Well, more tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. And keep going to the website to register for the class. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.